ball spark. You want good words? Data Languager.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Calc with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP.
Good morning, Western Oklahoma. East Texas Panhandle, it is The Skinny on Sports on 98.1 FM, 1240 AM, KADS, the sports animal. Jared Atha filling in for Skinny for a couple more days on this, well, what will be another windy, it's already windy Thursday out there, and but it's a glorious day because of two reasons. One, the Masters start today. Two, baseball starts today. But does anybody know that baseball starts today? Because the Masters start today. Kind of a horrible day to have both of them happening at the same time if you're a fan of both like I am. But a lot to talk about. Oklahoma City Thunder played last night. Two more games left to go in their season. And then the tanking's done. Then the torture is done if you are a truly devoted Oklahoma City Thunder fan. Or is it? We'll discuss that coming up and much, much more. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Don't forget, you can find us online, KADSAM.com, and you can find all of our archive shows right there. You can stream us live right there if you're outside of our listening area. Speaking of streaming us live, you can go and download our Paragon app, which not only gets you the sports animal, it also gets you all of the Paragon properties, including KECO, Cool 94, Paragon TV, access to the Penny News. The Penny News is out. The new edition of the Penny News has hit newsstands. If it hasn't blown away. Hopefully. You ever wonder about that? I got Nathan Brewer sitting in today with me, helping me out. I feel for our Penny News drivers, our delivery drivers on, you know, bitterly cold days. We've seen those before and they're used to it. But man, what about days when it's like really windy like this? Do you think every once in a while a stack of Penny News gets away from them?
I sure hope not. I hope it is not.
Yesterday was horrible.
Because those stacks are pretty heavy, and they're bundled nicely in those plastic, whatever that substance is made of. They're bundled tightly, and they're fairly heavy.
So they keep them bundled, and then they go inside and unbundle them?
As I understand it.
Have to ask our man, Billy, who is a devoted listener to the show, text in all the time. Maybe he can tell us how he delivers them.
I just saw Billy, what is today?
Today's
Thursday. Three days ago. Monday of this week, I drive, I'm in Clinton for doing Penny News stuff. Speaking of the Penny News, I was there. I'm at a particular location. I'm taking pictures. And a guy pulls up in a pickup and hollers at me. Hey, what are you doing taking those pictures? And I look over. It's David Rose of Western Medical Equipment. I go, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. So I ended up going to Western Medical Equipment. Mm-hmm. Billy's there. We talked about the show. He said, in fact, it was... I think the time I was there.
He wants to become a sponsor? That's awesome. Thank you, Billy.
Oh, believe me. I've begged. No. In fact, I think it was during the show. It was right about this time, in fact. And he said, well, I'm surprised I'm not listening because he said he often has it on.
Yeah, he does.
While at work, listening to The Skinny on Sports here on KADS.
He's our number one Clinton Red Tornado fan listener. If we need some info about the Clinton Red Tornadoes, Billy's our guy. But today, Billy, if you're listening, we need to know what's the critique of delivering the Penny News, especially on windy days? I'd assume that now they get them bundled up, right? Mm-hmm. And I assume they keep them bundled before they take them inside.
I would think so. It's easier to carry. So.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of unbundling them and then trying to carry them in, I would hope so. Because yesterday was crazy. It was there was no blue sky, even though we did not have clouds. It was, what do you call it, dirt sky. It was Dust Bowl, man.
I had to take my daughter to a dental appointment at 4:20 yesterday. So we get done at 4:45.
Yeah.
Driving home. And I had sunglasses on, which always distorts things just a little bit. But I'm looking at the sky and I thought, oh, I need to take my sunglasses off. It was a, quote, sunny day, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were no clouds. There were no clouds.
No.
But when I looked at the sun, it was obscured by haze and dirt.
Yes.
And I thought, is this 1929?
Yeah.
Do I need to put a blanket over the window at home?
What did they? I mean, Ed, did you watch that Ken Burns documentary about the Dust Bowl?
A little bit.
It's long, but it's very, because it's about our history out here in this region, especially up northwest Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, Panhandle of Oklahoma, that area right there where the Dust Bowl was prominent, and just talking about the little things they had to do. You know, turning the cups and plates upside down so dust wouldn't get in them, and covering their face. You know, it was dire. It was crazy.
My grandmother, who was born, let's round up and say 100, would be 1922. She was born in about 1923, I think.
Okay.
Raised in this area. She said she remembered putting wet sheets or wet blankets over windows.
Yeah. So if you think that it's bad now, it was really bad then. That was before, you know, learning how to farm and
no shelter belts.
That no, yeah,
no shelter belts and a lot less asphalt and concrete in Western Oklahoma back then.
I love looking at in some people just see them and drive by them, and after watching that and then doing my homework and of course finally retaining history that was taught to me back in my school days, you see tree lines, you know, that's because of the Dust Bowl, you know, because we've learned how to do things better. And I've pointed that out to, like, yeah, look at that tree line. That was, you know, why we have that tree line there. And people, oh, I don't know. And well, it's because of the Dust Bowl.
And I'll tell you what,
erosion.
I'll tell you what crossed my mind yesterday. It's spring sports season for the high schools, of course. And you got all kinds of golf, tennis, soccer going on.
Yeah.
That is miserable weather to try to play golf and tennis and soccer.
Well, we were supposed, my kids, my 8U team, our 8U team was supposed to have practice, outside practice yesterday. Opted out. Said, no, let's just go hit in the batting barn. Talking to the high school coach, she said, we did have practice, and I'm hitting them pop flies, and it was, but he said, we had to do it because we play today, or tomorrow being today. I said, it's going to be windy, you know, on Thursday. We have to practice in it because we're going to play it.
Now, we live in wind. 20 miles an hour is about normal for us. We don't think much about that. So when it's too windy in Western Oklahoma to practice, you know it's bad.
Yeah. Cold, we can tolerate that as long as it's not windy. You can throw up, you know, you can throw on a lot of clothes and hoodies and stuff and still practice. But the wind, especially on a softball field, what's prominent, you know, over at Canute, we don't have the luxury of having turf like we do over here in Elk City. But we play on it in the league games, but we practice on a dirt and grass field. Man, you kick up just a little bit of dirt, I mean, it's just flying everywhere. You're eating it. It's in your eyes. It's stinging your legs. It's just no fun. So we decided not to let those little girls out there in that miserableness. So we took them inside into the batting barn, and they practice their hitting for the mini home runs they're going to hit this year. But it's going to be another sunny, windy day today. In fact, just glancing at the weather, fire weather watch until 7 o'clock tomorrow. Actually, starts tomorrow at noon. We do have a red flag warning until 8 o'clock tonight. 7 p.m. we have a high wind warning. So batten down the hatches. Get ready. It's going to be another windy one.
Great. I'm so glad to hear about that.
Not fun for light, skinny guys like me.
By the way,
walking into the wind, I'm leaning.
By the way, Aaron Kaut gone, of course, on vacation. I've got two questions for you. Number one, do you know where he went?
Well, I don't know if I should say.
Are you at liberty?
Should I say? I don't know. Yeah. He was very vocal about where he was leaving for vacation.
No.
But basically Cancun.
Oh. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you've had some guest hosts this week.
Yeah, well, just one. Drew's helped me out.
Was that the only day so far?
He helped me out Tuesday and yesterday. I got you today. And I'm working on getting Mountain Man in here, Corey Speaker, for tomorrow.
To talk about the sport of axe throwing?
It's a sport. Absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
So Monday you had to go solo.
No, he was here Monday.
Oh, that's right. What
he
am I
was
saying?
Here Monday.
So you got Drew Tuesday, Wednesday, me today. Okay, so you haven't been by yourself yet.
No.
I was going to say. I was going to ask you how that went.
No, I almost refuse.
With best
I'd be playing a lot of clips of interviews and highlights of things that happened the night prior. But I just, and Aaron, he does it sometimes, and I feel bad when I have to take a day off or if I, you know, what was it? There was a week there or one day my kid got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, meanwhile, we try to take turns, but my wife stays home more than I do with the kids. But it was my turn. So I said, okay, I'll stay home with her. And then, like, a week later, I got sick. I woke up just, and I had the last minute cancel on him. And I feel bad because he has to do the show by himself. And he's good at it.
I caught some of your Monday show. I caught some of your Monday show as I do when I'm driving to and from Clinton on Monday for Penny News stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't hear you. I was a little disappointed because I did not hear you guys breaking down the biggest local sports story of the weekend. And that was at our booth at the Farm and Home Expo, putting for Pop.
There are a lot of good putters out there with those kiddos. Yes. We ran out of Pop by hours, maybe even an hour in on Sunday. We ran out. We were out Saturday at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were totally out. Yeah. Yeah, there's some good putters out there. That's always a hit.
And the way you backed up, I was impressed. You backed up off the putting green back into halfway to the air evac booth. And you said, no, I'm going to try it. And when I was sad and embarrassed when you hit that elderly woman in the ankle. But, you know, I think she took it all in good stride.
She was happy. I gave her a pop. I gave her one of those mini Dr.
Oh,
Peppers.
Oh, you gave her a pop, all right.
She was fine.
Ow! You popped her, no doubt.
Yeah, I when you have a lot of practice, you know, we were there a long time. You were there all day Saturday.
9 hours.
Oh, what a trooper. What a trooper. I'm waiting for Billy to text us. I guess he's not listening. But if you want to text us, 580-225-9698, be a part of the show. We love it. We'd love to hear from our listeners. You got a question for us? Good luck. We don't have an answer. But
we do. We'll make it up. Speak authoritatively. They'll believe it.
Yeah. Where should we start? Let's start with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They took on Utah last night. And this is what we want. They lost 137-101 to the Jazz. A bunch of no-name Thunder players played, and they were bad. I mean, they all in the plus-minus. They're all in the minus. You had Jalen Horde again. I believe that was his name. Leading the Thunder with 23 points. Stop scoring, young man. That doesn't help. Isaiah Roby had 18. I cannot say that guy's name. Again, no-name guys. You don't hear their names said a lot, so you don't know how to say it, but he had 11. They played 8 guys last night, and Lindy Waters had 10 points. He's a hometown guy, and that's, I mean, out of everybody that's here, outside of SGA and Dort and Giddey, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple others, that we know are going to be on the team in the future. Lindy Waters is a good question. Will he be on the team in the future? They brought him in. He helps. He's a perfect situation for a team that's tanking, because you know where Lindy Waters played. He's an Oklahoma kid, played at Norman North, went to Oklahoma State, had some success with the Cowboys, made his way into the G League and found himself on the Oklahoma City Blue. They brought him up and he's been on the roster since, but he's a perfect situation for a franchise that — and tank is such a bad word, but that's what's used. They're tanking purposely. Let's bring this guy in. He's not going to help us, but he's not going to hurt us in ticket sales, because you're going to have a bunch of the hometown folk who want to see the hometown kid and root him on. But he's been a nice addition in regards to that, because as soon as they brought him in last night, he hits a couple of threes. He can hit the three. And it just makes me wonder, will they keep him on the roster? Or will he find a spot somewhere else if he is let go by the Thunder? Is he proving that he is a NBA-type player, or is he just a good player on a bad team?
Makes me think, even if they do let him go, makes me think there's a spot for him in the NBA. Makes me think. I can't guarantee that. I'm not certain of that, but it makes me think.
Would he have the backing of the fans elsewhere like he does here?
That's the downside.
And that's why I think, could it be beneficial to keep him on here? Because you'll see players, you know, they feed off that, off of playing, and you know, they get that extra spark from the fans because they like you. You're a hometown kid. You're an Okie. We want to see you succeed. And that's why sometimes you'll see players that are from this state or played in this state at OU or OSU or Tulsa or ORU or wherever, play for someone else, come back into Oklahoma City, and they have a career night because they kind of hear that little murmurs when they get, oh, that's the kid who played at this place over here. Who am I thinking of?
You got a Trey Young coming back.
Yeah,
you got a Blake Griffin coming back.
Trey Young, Blake Griffin, you know, they get those extra applause when they do. You know, it's not a roaring ovation, but it's different. Like, hey, I'm playing at home. So I wonder if Lindy Waters would, you know, not only benefit in ticket sales and jersey sales for some, but would he actually benefit the Thunder because he plays better wearing a Thunder uniform and playing in the Paycom Center?
Can you imagine what it would have been like if, forgive me on the timeline here, for instance, was Big Country in the league when the Thunder were in Oklahoma City?
Not at all.
See, can you imagine if the Thunder had been in town 10 years earlier, 15 years earlier, 20 years earlier?
20, yeah.
Go back that far to those great OSU teams of the 90s, Big Country and Rutherford and that bunch.
Yeah.
Go back to the good OU teams of the 80s. What if Wayman Tisdale had been in the league at a time when he could have come to Oklahoma City and played pro ball?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Or Stacey King.
Yeah.
I mean, think about those guys and what a big deal that would have been. What a homecoming that would have been.
Oh, it would have been big. It would have been big.
Because I can't help but think, because Oklahoma is different. I mean, it's not a pro state. It's not an urban state. It's not California, New York, Florida. I can't help but think the homecoming in Oklahoma City would have been a lot different and a lot bigger for visitors like a Wayman Tisdale or a Bryant Reeves than it would be if a great player from UCLA plays against the Clippers. It's just a completely different scenario because Oklahoma's different.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be awesome. It would be big the first time. Not the second, third, fourth times. It's like, okay, we did it once. Fine example, Russell Westbrook. He had a great time in Oklahoma City. That first time he came back, the crowd erupted for him because they showed their appreciation. But the time since he's been back, it's been, okay, there's Russell. Okay, let's go beat him. You see what I'm saying? Now, it could be a completely opposite situation, like when Durant came back for the first time. Yeah, Oklahoma City, it's in Oklahoma in general, they're very cognizant of stuff like that. How some, you know, I imagine, if you will, in a perfect world, in the near future, Oklahoma and USC scheduled a home and home. You think the Oklahoma fans are going to go crazy when Lincoln Riley comes back?
Oh, man, they'd lose their minds.
Oh, man. Yeah. You'd have to have some extra security. But anyway, so Thunder, two more games. They take on, let's see here, Friday night, the Los Angeles Lakers, which sadly is a very winnable game because they have been eliminated from the playoffs.
Speaking of players you've never heard of.
And when that happens, exactly, LeBron's probably not going to play. I would guess Russell does. AD probably does not. Anthony Davis. So we'll see. It's a 9:30 game tomorrow night. And then they wrap up with the Clippers, who are playing. Now they're, you know, getting healthy, the Clippers, that is, getting healthy, and they're going to try to make a push for the playoffs and be the lone L.A. team in the playoffs. That's so funny to say. I think it's hilarious the Lakers are out. I think it – and that's a whole different conversation that probably me and Aaron will have on Monday. But is LeBron done? Is he old now?
How much
is he done?
How much does he have left in that body of his?
And speaking of done, can we stop it with the who's the greatest, LeBron or Michael Jordan conversations? Can we stop that?
Yes.
Michael Jordan doesn't have a season like LeBron just had this year, especially with what was built around him. Now, I know Russell was not good this year. Westbrook was not good. You still had Anthony Davis at times when he's not hurt. But if you want to be the greatest or be in the talks of being the greatest with the Michael Jordans of the world, you can do it almost by yourself. Michael Jordan's done it by himself at times in his career. That was a horrible season for LA.
and very laughable season for me. I thought it was funny. And I you know what? I've been saying this. I've said about Tom Brady, and I've said it about – and we'll talk about Tom Brady coming up. And I've said about LeBron. When will they get old? Did we see it this year? He still put up good numbers, just not wins.
And, oh, yeah.
And what happens
the calendar
next year?
Keeps rolling by. He's not getting younger.
No.
So now you get the off season, and he's going to come back in October.
So what happens next year for LeBron in L.A. and the Lakers? Does LeBron dictate who he wants to play with? Is Russell sent packing? Where does he go? It's a tumultuous time right now for LeBron James and his career. I think in his mind, he thinks, I got to win one more title before I call it a career. But he has been very vocal saying he's going to play with his son, his oldest son, Bronny, when he gets to the league.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's not for another 3-4 years until he's draft eligible.
Ooh.
And so there's going to be teams out there that's going to think, man, do we really want to take on LeBron as a Flyer? Can he help us? And there's going to be those questions of, to a point where it's going to say, listen, old. Is he too old to be relevant on a contending team?
He would give you an immediate boost in ticket sales and bring excitement to whatever team he went to.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to do.
I mean,
that are going to jump. I mean, there's going to be a lot more than less that are going to jump all over LeBron if there's an opportunity to bring him on.
But
if we court him, I guess, is what we should say, because he picks where he wants to play.
But for the amount of money they would have to pay him versus box office draw and actual wins, that's a good question. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Is it even worth drafting his son thinking you're going to get LeBron? Well, at that point, do you want LeBron?
By then, is he going to be?
And his son, right, projected is not even like a first-round pick. Maybe second, maybe even third round.
How would you like to live in that shadow?
Yeah.
I remember hearing stories 25 years ago of Michael Jordan's son who was playing ball at some small college, and I thought, man, wouldn't that be rough? Oh, yeah, you're Billy Jordan, whatever his name is. I don't know, Michael Jordan Jr., Billy Jordan, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And, oh, your dad's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I bet you're really good. Let's watch you play. Oh, boy, you don't have the moves your dad did. How would you like to live in that shadow?
Shaquille O'Neal's son in college right now. I think he was at UCLA. He's entered the transfer portal. You know, where's he go? LSU?
That's why I was always so thankful that I was so bad in sports. My son had nothing to live up to.
This is a great conversation. There are a whole bunch of players. There's a player who's playing for OU baseball right now who's the son of a legend. You know who that is?
No. Michael Koufax.
His name. The kid's name is Max McGuire.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it. Okay, I did hear about this.
Could you imagine? Every time you go up the bat, they think you're going to hit a home run just because your dad did it back then.
All right, scoot back.
Yeah.
You got to scoot back. McGuire is at bat.
He's hit one home run this year,
yeah.
I think. Last check. From the text line, Lindy Waters is probably going to be like Desmond Mason was. He was a hometown kid but wasn't much of a contributor to the team. Yeah. But Desmond Mason was a likable guy. You love to root for him, right? When he was, yeah, totally. And that begs the question, do the Thunder keep him on the roster because
just
of that,
for that
hometown kid?
Probably not.
Going to sell some tickets.
If they keep him on, it'll be because they think he can actually contribute to
wins.
That's
what we think is going to happen this summer is who's going to contribute to this team. All that because the tanking, I believe, is 100% done after these next two games.
Better be.
Yeah, let's take a break. Wow, that segment went by fast. Jared Atha hanging out with you, filling in for Aaron Skinny Calc out on vacay. Vacay, do people say that anymore?
Three people do.
Going on vacay.
You and two others. Three people still say that.
When you're really excited, I'm going on vacay. I'm out of here. That's where he's at. That's Nathan Brewer over there.
Good morning, everybody.
A couple things to remind you of. One, tomorrow we've got a guest that will be calling in, be a part of the show, is Ryan Aber. He is the OU beat writer for the Oklahoman. He's going to come on with us, and we'll talk all things OU athletics. Of course, they're right in the middle of spring football. And then, a couple weeks away from the spring game.
How'd you score that interview?
Aaron did. Aaron knows a guy who knows a guy. He's connected. Anyways, So I got in touch with Ryan earlier this week, and he said, yeah, I'll be on with you. So he'll be on. We'll talk, you know, like I said, football, softball. They are rolling right now.
Yeah, I heard you talking. That's what I heard you talking about. Now I remember the 47-game win streak the other day.
Yeah, isn't that ironic?
You and Drew were talking about that.
47-game win streak. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, sounds a little football-y.
Doesn't it? Well, Arizona owns that record. OU's going after that record. By the way, they beat Tulsa the other day, and they have tied the program record for best start at 33-0.
Good night.
They've won 35 in a row dating back to last season. Of course, they lost their opening game of the national championship series, won the final two, and that's where the streak has started. 35 in a row. They got to get to 47.
So what do they do? Do they throw one to get it off their back?
No.
Do they throw it?
They got to go.
So they can focus on a championship instead of a streak?
I think a streak is like a no-hitter in baseball and softball. Is you don't talk about it. And I don't think anybody in that program, and maybe Ryan won't even talk about it with me tomorrow morning, but they don't want to. I think in the back of their mind, they're like, we want to be that team that has the longest win streak in history. But, you know, and I'm sure the coach is like, man, it'd be nice just to lose one, you know, just to relieve that pressure, mm-hmm. you know, because that pressure is mounting each game.
Mm-hmm.
Is, man, we can't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose. And then so. But, man, you know, they want that record. They love to bring that home,
yeah.
too. It'd be, and they're going down. If they're able to get that record, go on a run and get another national title, the second in as many years. I mean, they're going down as one of the best teams ever. They're doing things we've never seen. I don't think people really understand that.
Okay, is this because Gasso is just getting the best players, or is she that good of a coach that she is doing things with those players nobody else is doing?
I think it's both. I think a good coach is able to get those good players and then obviously be a good coach. It's not just hitting either. They got great pitching. They got one of their best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the nation, that could be argued, is a freshman. And she's unbelievable. So it's not they're not just going out there and run-rolling people because they can hit the ball, you know, consistently. And they're doing that. But if you look on the other side of the scoreboard, 1-2-0-0-0-1-2. It's hard to score against them, and that's because of defense and pitching. So it's one of the most well-rounded teams we've ever seen. And again, that's hard to comprehend until it's over. You know, that's usually how history works. You don't know you're living in history until it's over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, but I think it's safe to say this is a history-making team. And if you're not paying attention, you should. When they're on TV, which is we talked about yesterday, I don't know why it's hard for ESPN to put OU softball, the number one team in the nation, on TV as consistent as they're doing other teams, but that's another argument. But if they're on TV, it's appointment watching TV television. Sit down and watch them. Now, they're going to be on TV a lot come playoffs. You know that. But when there's – it's just something – it's hard to comprehend until it's over, and you don't want to miss it.
You want to talk Tiger? Is it Tiger time?
Tiger time. Well, the second thing I wanted to point out or mention real quick is the Clinton High School Class of 2002 20th Reunion. You need to RSVP by May 1st. That's coming up. The reunion is on Memorial Day week and the Saturday, Sunday. There's some events here. Saturday morning, they're going to meet up, have some coffee, then go tour the high school, check out how much has changed in 20 years. And then that night, it's a dinner at Lucille's Roadhouse and drinks. So leave the kids at home, unless they're 16 and older. They could drive you home. Sunday, picnic, family picnic. That's where the family can be at Acme Pavilion at Acme Brick Park on Sunday. So really cool events, three events right there for a full weekend for the Class of 2002 20th Reunion. RSVP by May 1st. You can email Lee, which is spelled E, or like Slay, L-E-I-G-H, .K.Armstrong. Confused it? Let's do it again. Lee.K.Armstrong@gmail.com. Need some more info? Just contact me here at the station because I am an O2 grad from this class, and I've been asked to spread the word on this one.
So young. What a kid.
20 years, man. I don't feel so young.
All right, never mind. You're right.
I feel so young. Oh, yes. Oh, so elegant.
What's the line? What's the line that Jim Nance gives on this?
Hello, friends.
An experience unlike...
An experience...
Unlike any other.
Like any other. I think that's what he says. It is Masters Thursday, and it is Masters Week. Masters Weekend, it is all teed off. They're already started, and we'll give you an update on the score right there.
Craig Humphrey's still camped out on hole three or wherever he was.
I'm not sure where he camps out. He's there all week long. Jealous of that guy. But the big story, of course, is one Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is returning, or he will be playing. He tees off actually right after we're done at 10:04 our time. And the TVs and streams will be crashing because everyone's going to tune on in to watch him. He's paired with Louis Oosthuizen and Joaquin Niemann. And that's going to be a lot of fun to see Tiger. Can he do it? Can he be a contender?
Does it matter? That's my question.
That's a good question.
Does it matter? Jared, in my opinion, maybe the greatest individual sports performance I have ever seen. Maybe. Was the 2008 U.S. Open.
Yeah.
When he, towards the end of regulation, hurts himself. What, two stress fractures and a torn ACL.
Right.
And forces it into overtime. Forces it into extra innings against Rocco Mediate.
Yeah.
When he did that, watching him on one leg hit the shots that he... I actually watched it. Now, I'm not a big golf guy. I'm just not. But I'm a Tiger guy. So I was
He's one of the greatest of our generations. It's like... You know, people sit down to watch Babe Ruth, you know. People sit down to watch, you know, even if you weren't a baseball fan, people sit down to watch. We mentioned Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. That there's so many non-baseball fans that sit down to watch that. Every time they were coming up the bat, everybody stopped to see if they're going to hit a home run. That's Tiger Woods.
So, in 2008, I probably would not have been watching if Tiger hadn't been in contention. But Tiger was in contention. He was there, and so I was watching it.
Yeah.
When he hurt himself and doing what he did, just, and even not as a golf guy, just amazed me. It really did. And fast forward, these many years later, what was it, 14 months ago, he had the wreck, nearly lost, could have lost his leg. But he's back.
Yeah, there's talk of amputation there.
Okay, what was it, 2 years ago he won the Masters? I'm getting old
19,
and forgetful.
19.
Okay, so 3 years ago he wins the Masters. Is he going to be in contention? I can't imagine he will be. Is he going to be close? I can't imagine he will be. I don't think it matters. I think all that matters is he's there and people are going to watch because they want to see. People like me want to see Tiger Woods.
What's more impressive? And we got Gabe in here who's a golf guru more than so than I am. No, you're not?
No, I wouldn't say that. But I mean,
you look like you're about to go with, golfing today.
I do. I wore my Masters hat. I'm all ready to go. I'm fired up. But
I disagree
with Nathan totally. Tiger Woods is so competitive. He does not play that tournament unless he thinks he's going to win.
Oh, you think he's going to win, but that doesn't mean he's. I don't think it matters. But I don't think it matters if he wins. I think as long as he's playing all 4 days, people are going to be watching.
Okay. So that leads to my next question. What's more impressive? He's playing or he makes the cut? He's playing on Saturday and Sunday. And then, of course, if he's actually in the running on Sunday. Is it just impressive that he is actually playing? He's a little over a year from this wreck that, like you said, could have taken his leg. He's playing with plates and screws and nails and staples in his leg, I'm sure. Is that more impressive than actually contending? Be there and play.
I think we should put a line at top 10. And what do you guys think? Over or under? You think he's in the top 10?
By when?
Oh, no, overall. Overall
finishes
this weekend.
Top 10?
That is so hard.
Top 10.
That is so hard. When's the last time when's the last tournament you played in?
Well, let's put a burrito on it, Jared. That's our bet usually.
you think he'll be in top 10?
I think he'll be top 10. Okay. I don't think he comes to that tournament.
I already owe you one burrito, so...
Unless he thinks that he's going to win. I mean, not really think. And
does he even get
Tiger Woods, guys? I
think he makes the cut. I don't think he finishes top 10.
That sounds about right. Does he get in? Do all previous Masters winners just get an open in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he didn't have to qualify for it. He qualified the first time he won the Masters in 1997. He qualified for this year's Masters.
He can play.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, he can play in all. Yeah. Yeah.
So
he can play whenever, any Masters he wants.
So he knows what he's doing on the course right now. We don't, because we haven't seen him play.
Well, it's his favorite course. He knows that course so well. They've done some minor changes to it throughout the time, but mm-hmm. he knows how it plays. The big concern was, could he walk it?
Yeah.
Because it's not like a course out here where it's flat. Where, you know, there's a lot of hills and all that, and he has to walk it. He has to walk it if he makes a cut 4 days straight.
Okay, here's what I know.
My biggest concern for him is his stamina with those legs.
Here's what I know. CBS and the PGA are praying he makes the cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why the PGA and CBS are praying he's playing Saturday,
How
Sunday.
Many cameras are going to be on him versus Brooks Koepka today? How many? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, and Brooks is a favorite. He's one of the favorites.
The gallery will be 10 deep wherever he goes.
Oh, man.
And it'll be phenomenal. And it's good for the sport. However you feel about Tiger, they tune in to watch him. Whether
you
like him or not.
Can you imagine just going through there and you're going, oh, wow, Tiger's playing. Awesome. And then how do you feel the other players feel?
That's a good question.
I think they like it.
You think they like it? I think they like it for golf. I don't think they like it as a competitor.
So you think they both like it and dislike it? I think you're right.
Because that if he is in any contention, it takes another golfer out of some money.
True.
I understand.
Or out of some money.
If I am a contender, say like a Koepka or a Justin Thomas has been thrown in there, Rahm, Dustin Johnson, they'll get some fans. But think about this. If I'm a contender like those guys, I'm thinking, man, great. Because I'm a guy, I don't like people watching me golf.
I bet they do.
But my point is, like, okay, they could all go watch him, and I'll do my thing. I don't have to, you know what I mean? That's just me.
Yeah.
I would rather have a small gallery around me and just go, okay, take the attention. Go over there. I don't care. Go watch Tiger. I'm going to stay here and focus on my game and not have to worry about the murmurs or the chatter and the stuff like that. That's me, though.
I bet those guys feed
guys,
off of it.
Some guys do
I bet
feed
they
off
feed
of it.
Feed
Absolutely
off
they
it.
Do. But some of them, they just have this annoyed look on their face. Like,
I mean, he's not playing, but Phil was one of those guys. He feeds off of it. He just, he walks by and gives the thumbs up all the time.
Yeah, or tip of the cap to somebody, looks at somebody.
I seen the director last night talking about Phil, and they had had words with of the Augusta. He wasn't disinvited.
Right,
and he did say that Phil said that he did text him and say he wasn't going to play this year, and so he's like, they had a good conversation in between, but
text line.
I don't know how true all that was.
Yeah, text line. One person said golf needs Tiger. Glad to see him back.
Yeah,
that's from a man Dakota. Sam says I want Tiger to win, so Traber will go crazy.
Hey, while you two are sitting here with me, why does Jim seem to dislike Tiger so much?
I don't know.
Man, I have not. No, I don't think anybody's asked him that question. They
I don't
just know.
Know. I don't,
they know he doesn't.
I don't think he hates Tiger.
I don't think. Yeah.
It's just the same thing as, who is it, Baker Mayfield. He just doesn't like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, or Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And he sticks with that. He sticks with that.
I see it more with Mayfield and Westbrook, though.
It's like me with you.
Westbrook. Exactly. Exactly. Westbrook's a punk, and Mayfield's kind of a punk. I mean, Mayfield.
Yeah, he doesn't like those attitudes.
He's all hype and look at me. Attitudes. But Tiger, Tiger's put up the numbers, though.
But I think,
he put up.
I think it's the scandal. I think that's
yeah.
Is that
that's
it?
Eventually,
I think so.
Okay.
And then the
Fair
injuries
enough,
came, and that's where the bet came from. It's like, man, this guy would never win another major ever, and then he did it. And he tipped his hat to him. Jim did. He said, "Hey, he did it. Congrats."
Your texter's absolutely right. Tiger Woods is the best thing to happen to golf since Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
Since Nicklaus won the Masters at 40.
I'll say this. If Tiger is a contender in this thing, it's going to up the probability of him coming to the PGA in Tulsa, I would think.
That's what I was thinking.
And
I was thinking,
I'm
oh, my gosh.
I'm thinking about flipping these tickets to buy myself a golf cart because the value of those tickets are going to – I've read a story where the tickets for the Masters are through the roof. Because of Tiger's presence.
Yeah.
Now, it's the Masters are going to be through the roof anyways, but this really elevated it. I wonder, now that'll be the hottest ticket in 10 years in this state is to go to the PGA just to get a glimpse of Tigers swinging a club.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if he can walk it. That's what I think. Yeah. Freddie Couples was talking yesterday, and I think he's paired I think he's on the hole with him today. And he was just talking about him and how he was practicing. They were out practicing. And he said, the swing is all there. The control is all there. He still can bend the curves and the fades and everything. He can still do all that. He said, he looks good. The shots are all there.
Hmm.
It's the stamina.
That's a practice round we're talking about. It's the stamina. Sure, he can walk today and tomorrow, but how's that stamina? You know, golf, it takes a lot of your legs.
Dude, I walked 18 holes in the wind yesterday. Just 18. I am beat.
But listen, if he can
walk.
I
didn't even play. I just walked it.
If he can walk and play 4 days at Augusta, I mean, walking that flat Tulsa, Oklahoma should be no problem, right?
Does Tiger even care about the other three majors, though? We know how he feels about the Masters.
I think it all depends on what happens here, if he can handle this.
I think if he's a contender, I think he's going to tell himself, okay, I contended in this major. I want to go try to win another major. And that another major is going to be the PGA. It'll be the next one. So, interesting to see what happens. But final question before I got to squeeze one more break in here. What's more annoying, the way Tom Brady came back out of retirement or what Tiger's doing right now? Think about it. You thought Tiger was done. You thought Tom Brady was done. People were kind of annoyed that Tom Brady said, I'm coming back out of retirement after what, a day? And you kind of mentioned it, Tiger's kind of taken the spotlight off of some other stuff that's happening in Augusta. You know, Tom Brady, he's going to do that too. Is it annoying at all for anybody that Tiger has come back?
It doesn't annoy me at all that he comes back. I think it's kind of
I think it's a cool story.
I think
story.
He had a reason. You know, he had a wreck, and you know, it's a good feel. It's the best feel good story you can read.
Another comeback.
Yeah.
Another comeback. Yeah.
But, you know, someone like Tom Brady or Brett Favre or some of these guys that are coming back, and you're just like, Jordan, just be an owner. And own a team, you know. Don't come back for the Wizards and try to just, you know, win a championship again.
Yeah,
you're good, but
yeah,
you know, the championship is that's tough. But you know, the Masters, same thing. I don't know. I think it's annoying as some of the others.
Well, I've seen that compared on Twitter and Facebook. Like, man, what's more, you know? But those are people who don't like either of them. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
Sick of these guys.
Move on. Like our man Jim, who doesn't like Tom Brady or Tiger Woods. Yeah. I'm sure this is right up his alley. Jared Atha filling in for Aaron Kauk. We got Nathan Brewer sitting in on the other side.
Hello, everybody.
Even got Gabe Edney inside the studio with us. Says it is Masters week, Masters Thursday, big Masters Thursday because of Tiger Woods. Current standings right now, only about four players reporting scores. Ooh, Guido, I swear that's his name.
Sarducci?
30 minutes behind.
Miga, I'm sorry, Nathan.
Oh, it's
Gabe.
30 minutes behind because of the thunderstorm that came.
Okay, so maybe Tiger would be about 10:34.
Well, he was set at 10:20. Was he?
The last I saw said a 10:04 was his tee time today. Oh. Now that was the last I'm updating, so I don't know if that was adjusted. So really no names have really teed off. Cam Smith has just teed off, and he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he is a favorite. I think so.
Keeping an eye on him. And
he looks like the hillbilly of golf.
I love it. I love the look.
He's got the mullet. He's got the little milkshake mustache
no.
that's really grown out.
No.
Really good.
Oh, it's awesome. You need to look him up, Nathan. He looks awesome. I love the look.
But the kid can freaking play.
He can play.
He can
doesn't
he
look
can
like he can because he
bit.
Doesn't look like that traditional golfer, but he has that look. And it's awesome.
Is it odd, interesting, weird, what, that these guys that you're talking about, the current hot golfers, Hovland and Koepka and these guys, are probably better players right now than Tiger Woods. Probably.
We don't know.
Right now. Probably.
Right now, it's – I don't
but
think
nobody cares
odd.
About them. Everybody is talking about Tiger. He's the captivating story.
Yes.
And that's why he's so great for golf. That's why he's so great for the ratings. I hate the phrase the perfect storm because it's overused, but it's the Masters and it's Tiger.
Yeah.
It's where
he's been scheduling this for a while in his head because they were talking about him being on the treadmill and just and watching golf and just he's been
so
working.
The fire's still there.
I think he really believes he's going to win. I don't think
knowing him, he probably does.
The guy.
Sorry, I know we're. I'm go
the guy. I mean, listen. Just a couple. I was just looking and just thinking. Okay, how'd this guy start golf? How did he get into it? What did he do? His dad had him in a chair, in his garage, 3 months old. In his chair, 3 months old, hitting golf balls. Listen to this. At age three, he shot a 48 in 9 holes. At age three, a 48.
That's all he's known. It's like why was Earl like walking and
yeah
and
at age yeah. 8 he broke 80. Who could break 80? I'm telling
on
you.
On the front nine?
At age 8 he broke 80 and age 12 he shot 70. I'm like this dude amazing. Is lived golf. I mean it's just like one of those I would compare this to gymnastics for girls.
Of local interest, Abraham Ancer, OU played at OU. He tees off at 12:49. Victor Hovland, he tees off this afternoon at 1:22. Just so, if you're interested, that's what time those guys, you know, Hovland, he's up there. I would say one of the favorites, but he's a contender. You never know with the answer. He can get to Sunday, and then who knows what happens there.
Anybody like Xander?
No, don't think I've never heard his name picked. Between me and Aaron, we haven't picked him. Craig hasn't talked about him much.
I like to watch is Molinari. That dude's just because of his eyes and he's sad. He looks sad all the time. He's like, oh, that's a great shot. And he looks so sad.
Francis. I know a guy like that.
Well, he's 3 over right now. So
Molinari is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tells me.
Hey, I didn't say I liked his game. I like watching
You like
play.
His sad look, right?
I like Cam Smith's look and his game.
Oh,
so.
My gosh, Jerry.
You wanted to report about some girls' golf.
Oh, you know, I went to Kingfisher yesterday and the girls played and they end up shooting. Oh, let's see. They end up getting second at the tournament under a town called Turner. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Turner's at, but
I've heard
it's
about
down
it.
By
I,
it's down know. By Durant somewhere. Durant. Down by Windstar.
It's Durant.
Durant, right. Sorry.
It's cowboy country. Durant.
And I believe maybe they got second or third. I can't remember. I didn't look. I was just there, and I was tired, and it was over.
And it was
maybe
windy.
They got third because I think windy. Carl Albert was there too. But I think they did pretty well within their district, so they all played pretty good. So anyway, that's it. That's the report.
Well, baseball does start today, but again, does anybody care because they're starting on the same day as the Masters? Kind of horrible timing for them, but it's their own fault because they locked out. They could have started a week ago, and that'd have been that. They would have been the star of the show on that day, but. 7 games today. There's supposed to be 9, 2 of them weather delayed. Of local interest, the Astros play tonight at 8:38. Kansas City, they play the Guardians of the Galaxy Cleveland Guardians.
The Guardians.
At 3:10 this afternoon. Texas, they play tomorrow. And
I'm just going to watch Atlanta on TBS.
Yeah, Dale Murphy. I think he's making a run at MVP this year.
They play at 7:00 tonight. The defending champs.
They're not on. They got to be their local channel. I mean, I heard you say it the other morning. Was you talking about it the other morning? Of you remember in 1983 when you were watching Atlanta Braves?
Every step you take.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Atlanta Braves, Dale Murphy and Chris Chambliss and Rafael Ramirez, Glenn Hubbard, Claudel Washington. Absolutely. Ted Turner introduced me.
He introduced a lot of people
to Atlanta, Georgia.
That was the whole team, basically.
That's right.
In the summer,
exactly right. Texas fan.
In the summer, you could watch. I mean, as a kid growing up, when you know, old enough to stay home alone and just watch TV during the summer, watch Atlanta Braves, or on WGN, watch the Cubs or Sox, White Sox, and of course, watch the Rangers because they were a local market. So, those were the games that I'd always have on. Can't do that anymore. You have to pay extra for the Valley Sports and all that stuff. Yeah. But anyways, baseball does start today. Thankfully, it does start today. There's talks it wouldn't start until late May. But at least we get some baseball with
Baseball needs a Tiger Woods. That's what they need
now. Well, they keep trying to turn Mike Trout into that, but he can't get the playoffs because he keeps getting hurt. And I think he's on a bad team, but I might be a little biased there because I don't like the Angels.
Well, even though they cheated, remember the Sosa McGuire home run race? Mm-hmm. That was great for baseball.
That was great for the fans. Brought a lot of fans back from the 94 strike.
Yep,
it did. And this lockout that they just had was threatening to lose a lot of fans. Glad they got that figured out. But you're right; they need a star. They need to market their players better, and they're horrible at that. Jim's been saying that for years.
Maybe we get Will Smith to come up and slap somebody.
Slap some people.
I mean, just get
something
to happen.
Get something going.
Bryce Harper
is supposed to be that guy. He was with the Washington Nationals. As soon as he leaves them, what happens? The Nationals win the world title, and not Bryce Harper, who's been playing for Philly, who maybe makes the playoffs. So you're right. They need to market their players better, and that they do need that. Sadly, I don't like it sometimes. Like, I don't like one guy dominating a team sport like LeBron did in his heyday and Michael Jordan. I mean, it was great, but you like to see more of a team sport. Dodgers. Can you name a player in the Dodgers?
Steve Sachs.
The Dodgers are the favorite this year. Hands down the favorite to win the title this year. I couldn't tell you. Cody Bellinger, but they're talking about moving that guy. So
does Kershaw still pitch for him? I have no idea what I'm talking about.
He does.
Okay,
hey,
that's the
one
player.
There's one. Good job.
I was going to Fred McGriff.
We're over time. Tomorrow, Ryan Aber from the Oklahoma will be on with us. We'll talk about OU athletics, spring football, softball, maybe an OU golf. They're playing pretty good. And we'll wrap up the week tomorrow. So thanks for tuning on in today. Put on your hats and skirts. It's going to be a windy one. Thanks for listening to the Skinny on Sports.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered to right. Way.